Well, hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Just getting ready for another super exciting episode.
Hopefully we are ready.
Oh, I'm fucking more than ready. I had a little bit of time on my hands, so I took a plunge off the deep end of the diving board that we know as Earth. And it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
But first, how was the gay pride parade?
It was fine. We were like in the middle. I was marching with Melissa because she works for REI. So REI was there in support of that stuff. And in front of us were the National Park Rangers, like not strippers. Mm-hmm. And then it was REI. And then behind us was this, I think it's a bar. Is it a club? Called Our Place. And it was a flatbed truck with a bunch of dudes in banana hammocks just twerking their fucking butt cheeks off, dude. And they had, I don't know what the proper word is for dwarf or little person or midget or whatever, but they had a little person as well on there just going ham.
Just getting donged in the face.
He's doing a lot of donging of his own, that's for sure. Good. Every time we'd look back, because their music is fucking loud. We'd look back and the whole truck is rocking back and forth like a foot in either direction. It's pretty fucking funny.
Techno music?
Yeah. It was some weird mix between like the Lion King song and something like Katy Perry's Fireworks and like three other songs all mixed together.
Yeah, just because it's a stereotype doesn't mean it's not true. Awesome. What'd your shirt say? It was like out with Seattle or
outside
something?
Outside with pride.
Outside with pride. All right. That's probably the best picture I've ever seen in my life. Just saying. You look like that puppet off of the Muppets that... has the super long nose.
Gonzo?
No, the old crotchety one that had like the feather thing. I don't know. I'm going to find a picture. Somebody is going to send it to me. I couldn't remember his name. He wasn't like a well-known character, but he was like a real grouchy, supposed to be like an old man, and he had that real long fucking nose.
I can't picture it.
Matters not. It was a funny fucking picture. I really liked it.
What about you? Did you have at least some time away from the work to enjoy something over the weekend?
Yeah, man, we had some people over for the weekend. Griff and Sarah and their buddy Mark came over, and then we got thoroughly fucking hammered. So that
right
was
on.
Good.
Hell yeah!
Drove to Beloit and bought rims for my 350Z. So that's one step closer to being back on the road again.
Is it? Do you have it with you?
No, it's still in Colorado. I got to go get it in a couple weeks. I'll be making the trip out there. Looking forward to driving that for the second half of summer.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. But so I started doing a little bit of research today, trying to find out what would be interesting. And I got a couple little things on the front here that I started with, and then I went down a rabbit hole like I so often do.
Like you do.
Yeah, and this one brought me back to a new push by the Flat Earth Society.
Oh, cool. They have more evidence?
Oh, they're like attacking Discovery Channel, and like they're now going to YouTube pages that they're not like... They're like attacking the round earth agenda, but they're just going to like discoveries. Like this is what's happening with the earth show. Like they've got these cool little segments, which are good. If you got kids or not kids, whatever, this is the type of shit they should be watching. And they're on there just like they're bashing them. And now they're using the same like insults that real people have been using against them for I don't know how many thousands of years now. But so they're on there like, oh, you round earther.
Nice. Just like reverse shaming.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's working out pretty well for them.
Oh, it's you can't argue with them because they say we base our facts off of only observations. And the rebuttal is, so did the people that figured out it was round.
Right.
Like, yeah, now we just know
point,
it.
Point,
but...
counterpoint, end of conversation. It's fucking it.
Like, mathematically prove that the earth is flat, and they go, we don't use the fake math. We get in a really tall building and look. And you can't deny that. It's like, or you could.
Well, you can, because when you're not in a really tall building, you can't see as far.
Yeah.
There, I feel like that's probably solid enough evidence.
It's like, their ability to take fact and reason and then just ignore it because that's not proof. And then give you... here's the thing. Everyone do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, watch flat earth videos, and if you can watch two in a row that aren't cut up old movies and like cartoon drawings thrown in, like, I don't know who's making these, but they're all the same. It's like old movie clips of like, what is that? And then it'll like cut to some 1940s movie. And it's like, it's a map. Or blah, blah. Like, it's all this really poorly edited crap. It's
that
all
sounds
clickbait.
Like crap. Yeah,
I don't know why that's the standard. Like, somebody put out a memo like, if you're going to make these, you got to make them.
Sorry, dogs.
They're
are,
going fucking yeah, nuts.
There's
right
some,
there.
But there's a dog outside. So they're trying to prove how much more dog they are than.
Oh yeah. They're much more dog. See. They're yeah. dogging it up. They're doing a good job of it.
Now they're being fed treats. So I'm sure this is positive reinforcement.
Yeah. We did a good thing. but somebody put out like a memo, I guess, the king of flat earth, on how to make these videos. And I tried, like, I was like, you know what? Screw this.
On there how to is, make the videos?
Yeah, I guess, because they're all the same.
Oh,
they
oh,
have to be.
I got
like,
you.
I don't understand. They're all the same. So there has to be like a central
like a
headquarters
hive mind.
For these guys. Yeah, that these guys are going to. So I was like, screw this. I want to find... real
who's
like a real
who's in
story.
Charge here.
Yeah, let me get that guy. Let me get the one guy that's not an asshole. So I found a video that wasn't done with that super sweet editing, and it's because the guy filming it from his Nokia couldn't do that.
Sure.
Apparently. And this is a real fucking video, man. This isn't supposed to be a gag. This is a dude. He sounds like he's fucking Russian, and he's like, all you need to know about the flat earth like proof is this right here. And he takes a fucking soccer ball and he like dents the side of it in because it's deflated, and then he takes a water hose and he sprays the middle of it and goes, does the water stay in the middle? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's made a believer out of me. Shit, you just tell me about it. Yeah, yeah, Earth's flat. Fucking in. That's. Nope.
He goes, oh, I guess it's because I don't spin it. And then he like tries to spin the ball and then put water
spray
in it.
Spray with those.
And I was watching it and I was like, there's no way it's a joke. And he's just attacking people that are attacking. It could be trolling, I guess, but he doesn't look smart enough to troll people because he's like in like the. Just think of a fucking shitty Russian, like not a good Russian,
like a tracksuit,
like shitty one. Yeah, like tracksuit pants, like hold up t-shirt, fucking cigarette with ash that's longer than the cigarette hanging off. He's just that guy. So exactly who you pictured.
I'm good at that game.
and his buddy's like behind him going, see,
just hype man. He brought a hype man to his fucking flat earth video. Hell yeah.
Anyways, so I then decided, how hard could it be to really disprove it? Now, if it turns out to be true and I'm an asshole later on, they did a real good job. Because somebody a long time ago sat down and did a lot of math. And I decided to do a little bit of my own because nobody had laid it out like this. Like, they give very good reasons why the Earth is round, right? Like, Pythagorean theorem, which is A squared plus B squared equals C squared. And then you can do a height and length measurement of a right angle and figure out where that should be. And using that formula, you can figure out the drop of the Earth, right?
Oh, so, okay.
If the Earth was flat and you went straight up 2 meters and then straight out, I don't know how many meters you want to go, 50 meters.
Sure.
And then back, you could measure the angle and get your distance and you would know where you're at. Well, that doesn't work because the Earth is round. And then you can use that formula to get the curvature of the Earth. So mathematically, we have proven it. When they build super long bridges, they have to have guys come in and use that exact theorem to bow the legs.
Yeah.
So the bridge lays right. If you go to sniper school in the Army, you have to take into account the curvature of the Earth for long shots.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, you miss. So that's proof. And people have thrown that out there a lot, and it's all lies. And they fucking, I don't know. I can't even come up with a good answer because all their answers are cut up into spoofs from old movies. So maybe it's just a big joke that they've convinced a bunch of people to listen to.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about the internet is that who's trolling and who's serious and who sees trolling as being serious and who's convinced by trolling that is real. Like, there's somebody out there that read, like, some sarcastic post that's like, fuck, they make good points.
Yeah.
But really, it
doesn't make any points. But no. the flat Earth thing started getting more popular here recently because we talked about it before. That Bob rapper and Tila Tequila.
Both relevant human beings.
Right.
Reliable sources.
Probably just grasping to stay relevant, right?
Yeah. Like, that makes the most sense.
Yeah. B.O.B., unfortunately, was pretty popular still, so his doesn't make as much sense. Tila Tequila,
well,
sure.
His was right before a record release. Like, his record was releasing the next day, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, probably all fake, but it got a bunch of people talking about it, and it is growing. More and more people believe this, and it's insane to me. I watched, I did find a couple good videos where somebody went and pulled all of the points people were trying to make out of the shitty videos, and they were like, here's a video without all the crap in it. So good job for that guy. But
it's just a blank screen in silence for 15 minutes.
And then it goes on, like, one of the big points, one they grasp onto, is that airline flights are lies. That this guy's convinced that there's certain flights that are impossible for nonstop airplanes, but they will book the flights and have them in terminals. But if you go, it'll say, like, the gate has changed. And if you go to the next gate, there won't be anybody there. And that's what he thinks.
Wait, what?
He believes that airlines book tickets from, like, South America to Africa that, on a flat Earth theory, is an impossible distance. You'd be flying on a flat Earth, you'd be flying over the United States and over the North Pole and then back down, because instead of being next to each other, you mush it so they're way, way out. Right? Hmm. So your tip of South America and then, like, the other side of the world would be almost impossible to reach with a nonstop flight. So they say that's why.
Whoa.
There's so many layovers, and you got to go through, like, it doesn't take into account that airlines have to have hubs. Like, you have to. Both my parents worked for 40-something years. My mom was a flight attendant for 40 years. My dad was a pilot until he turned 60 and had to retire. The hubs dictate where you're going. You can't just cross some borders. It just doesn't happen that way. Also, it wouldn't be economical. How many people are going to fly from Argentina to fucking name it?
Sure.
Over there, like, If those people need to go to Atlanta or something to pick up a lot more people to go over. But they say that the reason for this coming over to North America is to make a hop. So you're really not going east to get over there. You're just going north and then north again. You know, don't worry about the fact that climate doesn't work like that and you would be all over the fucking place.
But I'm trying to picture like the layout of their flat earth.
Take the earth and smash it like a pancake. That's how much thought they put into it.
Like in like from the poles, like pushing down on like the North Pole,
yeah.
Or like pushing down like on the on like what would be the middle? Like just like the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
I'll do a good one. Bring up the flat earth map here.
Yeah, I just assumed it would be like a Pac-Man level where if you just went far enough one way, you would come out the other side of the screen and then you'd be fucking in Africa, right?
Okay, so the flat earth map is the North Pole is in the middle, right? And Antarctica is all the way around. That's everything around. Like the very outside edge is a giant ice wall.
I see.
So what they're saying is if you look at this and you were down you know, Brazil area, and you wanted to jet over to Australia, that's an impossible trip. With what they're saying, direct flight. So that these direct flights to these places are lies, and you could never actually get on that plane. And then he goes to like, what was it, Cheapo Air or something, and types one in, and he like, see this code right here? That code means it's not a real flight. And you know what his proof is? Me neither. He just goes on to his next point. He goes, that code means it's not a real flight.
Wow.
The other thing I'll tell you is that this over, and he just keeps going. Like, fuck it. No rhyme, no reason. And these people scream that there is no proof. And their big one, and this was the one B.O.B. screamed about, was, and I replied to him on Twitter and tried to get into a little bit, and I just got my shit deleted for it, but whatever. he said, on top of a mountain, still can't see the curvature of the earth. How come you can't ever get high enough? And I just replied, turns out you can, and I showed a picture of the Red Bull jump. Where you can very clearly start to see the curvature of the earth. If you look left, it's lower than it is right. But I took it a little bit further today. And I just got a bunch of fucking numbers on my piece of paper here. Just
dude,
in
this
case
map is
one
a fucking trip. Like, if you're listening to this, you should definitely look at this.
Yeah. Bring up a flat earth map. And when I mean Antarctica is everywhere, it is everywhere.
That's like the pie crust for
right. Yep, we're in a deep dish pizza. Yeah. Pizza. We're in a
peach pizza.
Yeah, pizza and peach. The outside pie crust is a wall that is guarded by a multinational force of assassins that have killed everyone that goes near it.
Yeah, fuck.
All
I
those
mean,
whalers,
sense.
All those Japanese whalers that almost eradicated like entire species of whales. That's a lie. They did never go down there. It didn't happen.
This is a trip.
Yep, fucking bananas, right? So now there are, and where they gain traction is that our map that we use, because we want it to be on a flat piece of paper, is severely distorted. I don't know if anybody doesn't know this by now, but when you look at the normal map, it shows like, what is it? Iceland looks almost as big as Africa, and it's not like it's a distorted because you're taking a globe and you're peeling it apart.
Yeah.
So it fucks it up, but it's close enough. Like you know, nobody's using that and like walking. It's not as big as it says it was. Well, money back.
Yeah.
So stretching a globe onto a piece of paper does distort it. But they're saying, again, that that's more proof that they're right. I don't know. So, in response to why... Okay, before I get into this, their other one is the International Space Station won't give them a complete picture of the Earth. What? It's always just a section.
Wait, what?
The International Space Station will not give a picture of the entire disk of the Earth. And that's true. Because the International Space Station still isn't high enough. And that's what they can't grasp, is the size of Earth. When you look at the moon looks little, right? Like, that thing is little. It should just sit. You could put that thing on Rhode Island and it would just sit there. Sure. And we could go play on the moon. It is a quarter of the size of Earth. Our moon is massive in comparison to every other moon in relationship to their host planet. That's why we're losing it. It's moving away from us. The thing's too big. And that's why lunar tide is so massive.
It's because it is so big and it does pull so much. It's
fucking big. So we'll go off this. B.O.B. said, if you go up to the tallest mountain, if it was curved, you'd be able to see it at 29,029 feet. You should be able to see this. Why can't you see it? Well, if that's not high enough, then how come airplanes can't see the curvature of the Earth, regardless of the fact that at 40,000 feet, you can see the curvature of the Earth on a clear enough day? But so the highest plane that has been the world record is 123,520 feet. That's four times taller than Mount Everest. And they say that when you look out that, you cannot see the curvature of the Earth. It's just an optical illusion from the glass that's giving it that curve, right? Which is fine. Wow. In comparison, you're still very much within the size of the Earth. I mean, if the ant doesn't know it's in a house because the house is larger than it can ever grasp size-wise.
Sure.
Right? So that's like a microorganism in your eyeball doesn't know it's in a fucking eyeball. It can never get far enough away to grasp it. And that's the point, is they can't fathom the size here. So the highest balloon that has ever that broke the record is the Red Bull one. Again, they say it's a camera fisheye that gave the Earth the contour that you can see. Again, it's massive. So what they want it like the Dragon Ball Z where that dude used to live. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to be able to run around it. Okay. That balloon was 1.1 times higher than a plane at 135,906 feet. Here's where it starts getting awesome. The International Space Station, which is 10.5 times further away than that balloon.
Wow, so really?
When they say, how come that balloon can't see it? And the International Space Station is lying when they show you that curvature. You're going to see 10.5 times more curvature from the International Space Station than you would from that balloon where the Red Bull guy jumped from. So 10.5 times more. The International Space Station, if you do, where I've got it on here, this theory.
I never thought I'd be sitting around talking about.
Ooh, gets good.
Like flat Earth.
Yeah, no, but man, they've been teeking me off. So if you use a visibility formula, which gives you how far from something given your size and its size you have to be to see something. In this case, we use the Earth, which is 510 million kilometers squared. The International Space Station can see 2.47%.
Wow, that's it?
Of the Earth. It's fucking huge. People just can't grasp it. Think about that. The thing is 1,425,000 feet. I did them all in feet just to keep the mountain seeming smaller and smaller here.
Sure.
It is, so Mount Everest, super tall, right? B.O.B. says you could see the whole goddamn planet from it, 29,000 feet. The International Space Station, 1.5 million feet. And it can see, now you're talking about total. Obviously, it can't see the backside, right?
So, sure, yeah.
2.47%. At any given moment, the best it can hope for is a 95% blind spot on the Earth. That's fucking gnarly. That's most of it. So then you go, well, they took the picture from the moon. how come you could see the whole thing from the moon and not from the International Space Station? And this is how you know you're dealing with people that cannot grasp anything larger than themselves.
Distance? Yeah.
The moon is 926 times further away than the International Space Station. It is 1,320,000,000 feet away.
That's not even, like, comprehensible.
1.5 billion fucking feet, man. Like, that's... It's an inconceivable number. The thing is so far away. The thing's a quarter the size of Earth. When you get out there, that means... If you could imagine the sun... Or, sorry, the moon...
Just four times bigger?
Yeah, just four times bigger than what it is right now. That would be what the Earth is to us.
From the moon?
That still wouldn't be that fucking crazy big looking at it. I mean, the thing's a dot. So four times that size, you'd be like, dude, that's a big moon. But it would still not be like where you're going to reach out and touch it. So just that idea that... We're such big beings. We're so big. We can. Why? How come you can't see it? I can look that way. And if I get a, if I get a $30 telescope, I can see further, and that proves it's not curved. 1.5 billion feet.
That's like, I don't know. It's just thinking that, not knowing anything about altitudes or really how. The space station stays where it's at, or it's just like space is a place. Like, that's just a place where you go,
Earth
and that's what
space
is. It's not like that is, it's just a distance. It's not a range of distances. Yeah. Like, Jupiter is just in space. It's not fucking millions of miles away. No. It's just in space.
It's just right over there. It's just, when we go to space, we can go to all these places.
Right. It's just like the supermarket. It's just, you can just...
And I watched all of these videos where people tried to debunk them and people argued the fact. And I just don't think that these people... I think they missed the point that somewhere along the way, all of these flat earthers compartmentalized the idea of our little... celestial body thing that we got going on here with the moon, and they believe that, like, it's Earth and then the International Space Station and then the moon, and it's like right there, like they could go to either one. The most impressive thing is, if you believe in the moon landing or don't believe in it, this data, like, that's a way more conceivable thing that we didn't get there in the fucking 60s or whatever it was compared to the fact that the Earth is flat, because that's a long fucking way away.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Holy hell. That's a
trip. And I think they were peddling the rocket ship that got them there, right?
Fuck yeah, they were. Yeah, hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Just,
Marilyn Monroe's
shall we get
tears.
Together and pray to power our vessel today?
Yeah. Power the vessel.
Flat Earth from moon. There's got to be a sick fucking CG picture of a flat Earth picture, right?
There's tons. The other thing is, they won't tell you what, like, there we can only drill to 7,000 or 7,000 feet. No one's ever gone past 8,000 feet in drilling, and James Cameron only went to 7,000 feet in his little ROV or his diving submarine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's proof, because after that, you would break through the crust. What they fail to tell you is the reason why you can't do that is pressure. And if on the other side of that there was nothing, the pressure would get less as you approach that point. It would get higher and then less. Just like if you went all the way through the Earth to the other side.
Sure.
Yeah, the middle would be more pressure. So if you're saying 8,000 feet is the end, then at 8,000 feet it would be better... Then
at 7,000 feet,
at like 4,000 feet or something, because the middle would be then your new ground.
Sure, yeah,
right. But wow. There's an exuberant, like, there's pressure being forced outward from our planet And then gravity's pulling it in. It's what makes it the fucking ball. But their big argument is if you look for images of Earth, everything looks CG and everything looks fake. And I found a way to do it. I found a way to get Elon Musk in today's episode.
Oh, cool. Let's do it.
So on Flickr, if you go to SpaceX's account, I'm going to shoot you.
Dude, there's a guy's theory on here from 1870 that says the Earth is a shell and that space is inside of the shell. So like the sun is in the middle of Earth. So like Earth is a whopper, like a chocolate covered malt ball. And the malt in the middle is space and the sun and moon and all that shit. And the chocolate crust on the outside is the outside of the Earth. Wow. There's some
yes.
fucking cool shit out here that is
would be awesome
in a science fiction movie. But
it'll drive you nuts fucking trying to figure all that shit out too.
It's incredible to me that people engage with this. Like
I'm going to send you this. I just sent you the picture. So this is a real picture, and you can find it. Go to Flickr, FLICKR.com, and look at SpaceX's page on there. And they have their deep space probe. This thing cooked on past the moon and kept going, and it's supposed to do, it says like weather analysis of space. Like this was one of the first probes that he sent out there.
Nice.
And when the final stage broke off, it relayed one final picture, and it is of our blue marble from an incredible distance away. And it's not only a disc, which is the big complaint, is that, oh, when you get far enough away, then it's just flat looking, even though you can't see all the continents, and I can't explain that. That doesn't matter. It doesn't look round. This ship was far enough away to capture it in its all of its glory, because what you've done is you've taken, if you can see 50% of the Earth, it will appear flat.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the curvature. Once you cross that plane, get far enough away, you can pick up 60% or so, even just over the tip, you will see the bubble shape
mm-hmm.
go around. That picture right there is pretty powerful. Like I like that photo. It's grainy because it's taken way the fuck
from
out there.
From space?
Yeah. from a billion and a half feet or so away. But holy crap, I just was screaming. I had to stop reading and listening to the Flat Earth shit. And go and just do all of this bullshit math.
Just scream into a pillow for a little bit.
Yeah, just to make sure that I was still okay. That I wasn't believing any of this.
That's horrible. I really do wonder how many people like believe in that shit. Or if it's like a bet one night at MIT that they could get people to believe that there's a flat Earth. And then now they're just like, well, check this out. And then a bunch of fucking people jump on it and start making their shitty little chopped together YouTube videos.
I mentioned it, I think it was on the last episode, that you can tell people that there's a boogeyman in the sky that watches them masturbate. And they will go to church every Sunday with zero proof. You show them the fucking Earth is round. Prove it mathematically. Take HD high-res video. It's all available now. It's all out there. And they will fight you tooth and nail on it.
You can't prove it.
Ooh. Yeah, I got a little spun up today. I got one other number that I didn't throw out, and that was the circumference of the Earth, which was 131,477,000 feet across. So even if you peeled the Earth all the way out and laid it from where it is now as a starting point and then kind of like rolled it out like a carpet, you're not coming 10 more times before you make it to the moon.
Oh, I got you. Like if you like set it down and then put it to itself perpendicularly.
Yeah, like rolled her on out. Yeah, the entire if you drove all the way around the Earth, you'd have to do that 10 more times to cross that gap.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I think that's the crazy thing about space in general with a lot. I mean, I can't fucking grasp how big it is, but I understand that it's bigger than a couple feet.
You understand same as I do and the same as most people should be able to. If you try to imagine the distance, it should make you feel like almost nauseous inside.
Fucking insignificant. Watch the first episode of The Cosmos and tell me how you feel after that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should just kill myself because.
Yep. You are stuck on a rock that is hurling through space. Oh my God, that's the other one. Jesus, there were so many of these bad arguments. One of them was like, well, we're not all flying off the side of the planet, so obviously sure. Not fucking spinning.
Yeah. Yep. So what would keep us here if. What's their argument that keeps us on Earth? What causes gravity on our flat Earth?
We're going up.
Oh, we're flying up.
I think that was one of them. Somebody said that we're chasing. I don't know, man. They don't have like no one has one answer for everything. It's always like, well, we're shooting up, and then like, oh, so we're moving up, and they're like, well, you can't be moving, or you'd feel it. Like everyone's answer negates the previous answer. I don't. Man.
That's like saying, well, if you had a nose, you'd see it. we do.
Oh.
It's just called gravity, and we're kind of fucking used to it. Like it's not, whatever. It's depressing that this has been brought up. It's depressing that we are giving them fucking acknowledgement. It's depressing that it's 2016 and this is even a fucking thought in an adult's head.
It's not just it's gaining traction. Like more people believe it today than they did yesterday. Like it's not getting better. Ignorance is going fucking through the roof, man. Someone forgot to tell them along the way. It's very important little things. How to do your taxes. Don't brush your asshole with your toothbrush.
and then brush your teeth.
And everything is real fucking far away and you can't comprehend it.
Oh my God. Dude, these maps are fucking cool though.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to post some of these up on Facebook and I'll throw up my new favorite picture, which is the probe. What probe was that? Way the by Discover, I believe. Yeah, it's the DS cover. Just before sunset at 6:03 p.m. Eastern. This was back in February 11. The Falcon 9 lifted off. It was SpaceX's launch complex. And it was carrying the Deep Space Climate Observatory. So
nice. Did we talk about this? Oh, we did, didn't we? Quite a few episodes ago, didn't we?
Maybe.
This is the one that's going way, way the fuck out there.
Oh, yeah. It's the, I think, first commercial deep space probe.
Man. Yeah, I wish I remembered which episode we talked about that on.
And it sent back a doozy of a photo. All the pictures on there are good. The launch, they did like a long exposure of the launch, so you can see like the whole trail the entire way up. Which, again, why would we launch rockets in an arc? Just for funsies?
Yeah, it's because it looks cool, obviously.
They were like, we sent a rocket into space, and as soon as we tried, we immediately started berating the atmosphere with nuclear warheads for... What did he say, like 4 years, nonstop? And I was like, I feel like that didn't happen.
Wait, what?
So we were doing nuclear testing at the time.
Yeah.
And he's convinced that we found out, this one guy, Again, I'm not giving anybody's names because I don't want them getting credit for shit.
That's fine.
they believe a dome, a big glass dome, is overhead.
Who built the glass dome?
Jesus or
aliens. Oh, tell me. Oh, okay.
Both. But it's, again, like some of it could go back to like a simulation type deal, but they think like instead of a simulation, we're like a petri dish. Sure, whatever. I mean, that's, I don't know. Fuck them. They say we started the arms race, went to space, and then figured it out. So then we just started launching fistfuls of nuclear warheads at the glass dome. Trying to break the cap off.
Bust our way out of here. So space is inside of this glass dome with us?
They're saying that no one has taken a 360-degree picture, and it's because just like a movie set, it's the fourth wall. There is no fourth wall. So we're the set, and if the camera was to spin around backwards and look out, you would see the glass dome. Again, the problem with that is a lot of people have taken fucking pictures. They just ignore them. Like, they go, no, they haven't. You can buy a telescope and look up there.
Yeah.
You could just look.
You could use that same $30 telescope that you're making stupid fucking points with and just look up.
Oh, I just would have fucking blow my brains out. Listen, because that's right. Like I was saying, they always negate their own points. The same guys that say you could use a telescope to disprove the round earth are the same people that say that you can't use a telescope to look straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fair point. Yeah. That's excellent.
And because they say we're too far away from the wall that surrounds the earth to see it. But if it was a flat earth, you could just go to Everest, the place that's high enough to see the entire earth because it's in space, basically. And you should be able to use your $30 telescope and look at the fucking wall.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as there isn't anything that obstructs your view.
God damn it. I just lose my like fucking mind listening to these guys.
Or the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, keep believing in a round earth. Dude, their comments are someone will write out like a thoughtful, like, you know how the internet is. They'll write out this very, like, okay, well, unfortunately, this is why your point's wrong, and this was already proven, and then if you use the theorem, and then here's this, this, and this, and then it's just like, keep your head in the sand, queer. Oh, all right. Caps lock.
It's like, exclamations. Yeah. First response is, I find this hard to masturbate to. Second one is just like some terrible thing about the writer's mother. And yeah, I've started reading Overwatch conversations to Melissa because they're fucking hilarious. People are fucking toxic. It's not just MOBA players. It's just the internet, like the whole thing.
I got a little sweaty. I got a little sweaty talking about all that. I got a little worked up, dude. I had other stuff. It'll be saved for next week. But I had all this like good stuff on evolution.
What else you got, man? Like I said, video games are a little thin after the wake of the Electronic Entertainment Exposition.
Oh well, then. Minerals. Found on Mars. That'll be the next one. So we found a... again, I don't know how we got to Mars with the dome. Maybe the dome's really big.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, right?
Okay. So
is Mars flat too? Is there a flat Mars
is round. Just Earth is round. Because you can see all the rest of them from here. Because we're really fucking far away. But so... You can see the sun, like that's round. The moon's round. Mars is round. Jupiter, Neptune, even Uranus is round, but not Earth. And don't you ever fucking say it, or your mother's a whore. Love the internet.
Love the internet.
but so over on flat Mars, we found a mineral.
Hold on. The Google search is Mars flat or mountain?
Yep.
Mars is mountain.
Mars is mountain. Hmm.
Sums that up.
Have you seen the girl try to figure out why if you have a large pizza?
Oh, watch that today. That was tough. That was tough. I think there's like fingernail marks on my desk from just fucking like she's gonna get it right any second now. She's gonna get it.
It's
right.
It's a joke. Yeah, she'll get it. If anyone at home hasn't seen this, just YouTube. I don't know what to put in there. A girl, and then put pizza slices. She's British. She's yelling at another guy named Brad, which is pretty funny for me. But they ask her, if you ordered a large pizza, would you have them cut it into 8 slices or 12?
Just
and
Google
why?
Pizza 8 or 12 slices, and it's, well, if you look at it on YouTube, it's the first video that pops up.
And enjoy. That person gets to vote on shit, just saying.
Yep. Yep.
But, so, anyways, to the point here. Focus. Gotta focus. The Gale crater on Mars, our rover has been drilling into this thing, looking for mineral deposits and things, because the impact crater gets us much deeper down into the soil. Is a good starting place, so we're not just digging the topsoil that we know is fucking toast anyways. And they found tritimite. T-R-D-Y-M-I-T-E. Tritimite. It's a silicon mixture. Now, there's nothing on... Like, man, I keep looking it up, and they've been basically just regurgitating one little snippet that says they found this. But if you do a little bit of research on that mineral, tritimite, you'll find that as far as we know, the only way you can get that is from a volcanic, a volcano that's high in silicon, which means it normally is on a like a fault line, like has massive plate tectonic activity, and water.
Oh, okay.
So that massive heat, the liquid... you know, magma, when you hit the water, you can produce tritimite. And that's the only place we found it here. And what NASA's doing now is running tests to figure out, is there any other way to make it?
They found a huge, huge amount of tritimite in, like, some drilling that they did on Earth. And they think that that's what brought water to Earth. I need to look into that. That was on one of Joe Rogan's episodes like a year and year and a half ago.
Like a meteorite?
Yeah.
Like a big old asteroid came down with it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened out there. I mean, they are drilling in a fucking crater. So that'd be interesting if it was a cosmic occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're just trying to figure out a way to produce it.
Gotcha.
Because as far as we know, it is produced on Earth. Like, we make more of it. But it's near plates on active volcanoes that also have, like, water surroundings.
Right? So gotcha.
Three things. So that'll be cool. I mean, again, I want to keep an eye on it because that's, like, it. Like, I was able to write a paragraph. And then I had exhausted 4 videos to get that. And there were those super sweet videos where somebody does the type to talk.
Oh, my God, dude. I started one earlier today. It's like, it was like 10 theories that you wouldn't believe exist regardless. And it was just like, it starts and it's just music playing with text popping up.
Oh, I could go with that better than the text to speak. Like the NASA today found out that there was silicon on Mars, and it's that somebody typed it out and then they hit the fucking
transpose.
Yeah, where your computer reads that shit back to you, like when we were fucking in middle school and wrote ass.
Yeah, on Brad flosses with pubic hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear it? Make him say it again. And then somebody just slams space bar.
Yeah, that was good times. Stop making YouTube videos like that. Just send me the shit. Get my link, send it to me, and I'll yell it into a microphone.
Sure.
Don't.
It's people that don't like the sound of their own voice. I mean, I fucking hate the sound of my own voice, but...
That's why I don't listen to our own podcast.
Right.
Suck a yeah. butt.
I already had that conversation. I don't need to listen to it. These guys are idiots. Talking about flat earth. Fuck this. I'm leaving.
So, I guess then if that holds water, then we're either looking at an impact that could have deposited water on Mars, also did it here on Earth, or we're looking at a much more active Mars previously. Because as far as we know, the thing's dead. It's got a cold core. I guess we measure in that somehow.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's a solid core, which is, oh, wow. There's no internal heating. The thing is just a
that's big old really rock. Interesting.
There's also a massive theory, which, don't worry, I'm going to do a bunch of pointless research onto it so we can talk about it later, that someone has proven, quotes, that Mars destroyed itself with nuclear war.
Mm. Perfect. It's perfect. Right, what do you think? What do they have any idea who inhabited Mars?
Jesus.
Just him? Or was it like a bunch of Jesuses?
Oh,
Jesus!
And then ours was he was the one true savior.
Yeah, but he was the one that rode the nuclear warhead all the way to Earth.
Just banging beards together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks a lot like the Gay Pride Fest, but obviously,
I can't believe no one will make the movies that we come up with.
I mean, we've reached out. I don't know how many times now. We keep. I don't know. Nobody responds, but.
I mean. Oh, could you imagine going to theaters watching Jizai?
Jizai.
The Battle
Fuck.
For Earth.
Oh boy. What was that? That was that John, what the hell is it? John Carpenter? No, that's the vampire guy. Who was the
John nope. Carter?
John Carter. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Mars Jesus.
He looked. Might be onto something there.
That motherfucker that's in the newest one plays like a SEAL or a military member in like 99% of the movies that he's in, and he has the shittiest fucking salutes of anyone ever, ever. Yeah, just.
I like that. I can't remember if they told me to stick my fingers together or spread them as far as
fucking possible. I got 50-50. Let's just. No, this is right. I promise.
This is right. You know, somebody tried to stop him, and then he like put his hand together, but then he bent his arm at like a 90-degree angle.
there's some good ones. There's a recent thing with the Division had a problem with it, and fucking Pharah from Overwatch, which is from the future. So I guess it's just different there. I guess you can make that argument, but the Division, everybody salutes with their left hand. It drives me fucking insane. And Pharah holds her helmet under her right arm and salutes with her left hand. And I was like, hey, you know, maybe the Egyptian military salutes left-handed. They sure as fuck don't. Because much like proving that the Earth is round, you can just fucking Google it and see that you're wrong. And in full circle, no pun intended, there is a Flat Mars Society.
Yes.
There's because on the Flat Earth Society forum, a gentleman by the name of Chris Spaghetti, who has 13,000 posts, suggests forming a Flat Mars Society.
You know what I love seeing is when somebody, and this happened, I won't go into details, but it was somebody
near and dear to your heart
that I know that told me this story about somebody else. I like when one crazy person starts to agree with another crazy person's idea, and then they get super excited, and then the guy that's agreeing with them busts out like, oh, yeah, that's true, just like this is true. And then the first crazy person has to go, oh, shit, you're fucking insane. And what this was a guy having a conversation, agreeing wholeheartedly that being gay was not a choice. He was like, no, I mean, I'm a straight man, but I 100% believe that being gay is a way you're born. And it's, you know, it's not only a right, it's impossible to go against it. And the guy's like, thank you, man. And he was like, are you married? He's like, yeah, well, I'm divorced now. But he was like, you know, I was. I think it's horrible how they treat you, and they treat other people like that too. And he was like, yeah, of course. What do you mean? He was like pedophiles. I can't help that I like children just as much as you can't help being gay. And the guy's like, oh, no.
Whoa.
backpedal.
It was, nobody recorded this, right? Like,
so these two are fucking buddy-buddy, hand-in-hand. Like, he's his new straight guy spokesperson, and he just drops it on him. And when...
fucking 8-year-olds, dude.
Yeah, when something like that happens, that sheer amount of uncomfortableness, that was bad. When it happens to somebody that has a crazy idea, like, not to call the gay people or agenda crazy, I don't know if that's what I did just a second ago, but
a little bit.
that amount of uncomfortableness in conversation when it happens to, like a flat earth society guy, and he's like, yeah, of course it's fucking flat earth, you know, and oh yeah, man, I'm telling you what, everything's a conspiracy, that's why the sun's actually a giant halogen light bulb or something. That guy's gonna be like, oh damn it, dude, like I can't associate with you because you're gonna make me lose all my credibility.
Oh god, gross. Yeah.
So if you ever want to make anyone at a gay pride parade real uncomfortable, feel free to use that story and bust that out. Cause
I'm good.
I wish I'd have been there. My buddy that told me the story just said it was the most horrifying look. I think the guy was like, "Did you just compare being gay to being a pedophile?"
God, people are fucking terrible.
Yep. Just looking for, what do you want to call it? Acceptance. Probably should go to the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Or jail. I mean,
oh, he already
just
went
to jail.
That this guy, the reason he was divorced is because he had just gotten out of prison. So.
Word.
I'll give you two guesses what he was doing.
Yeah. Well, probably both. So let's move on, shall we?
So.
There's some pretty sick Q&A on the Flat Earth Society's forums. First question, why is NASA's space shuttle runway curved? Answer, it was specially constructed by NASA to be so. After all, NASA are at the heart of the conspiracy. Fair point. If the world was really flat, what would happen if you jump off the disk's edge? Answer, obviously. You would fall into space.
Right, because of gravity. Space gravity.
Space gravity, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right, everything lines up here. Cool, I'm done. I'm joining. Register. Here we go. No, fuck that. I'm kidding.
I kind of want to get on there just to get good material. I feel like I could make an entire stand-up routine just off of regurgitating shit off the Flat Earth website.
One page of the forums, I feel like, would give you plenty of information.
Eugene Merman? Is that him that does it? There's one guy that prints off, like, Twitter shit and just goes on stage and just reads just crap. He, writes letters to city councils and stuff and gets them printed, and then he just goes on stage and reads them. It's pretty funny.
I recognize his face.
Oh, he's Gene off of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Eugene Merman. Funny guy. I'm pretty sure it was him.
He was born 2 days before me, but like 12 years before me. Useful information. Moving right along.
Last thing, I got a couple others, but I'm gonna save them because I want to do a little bit more research on the evolution thing. But China, this I had to listen to in the robot voice because somebody had to translate it from Chinese because not being reported.
Is this about their quantum computer?
No, is that on Saturday they launched a next generation rocket using Russian built rocket. Right. So
okay.
This is a carrier, a People Carrier.
Oh.
It's hard to get any of that information out because it's just in fucking Chinese, and I don't have a translator. But it just
said
Saturday
they launched.
Does Google not have
a reliable enough translator from...
They might. I got fucking stuck on the flat Earth thing. But...
we'll get you.
What do you got? Do you see it on there? China launched.
No. I'm fucking off while you're telling me about this because my ADD kicked in.
Yeah, prototype crew capsule. Got a little bit here. So China, yep, they successfully launched a new rocket. It's a next generation crew capsule. It's the first ever liftoff from their new launch center. So they have a nice brand new, God, the thing's good looking. They got like two pictures of it.
It's legit too. It's not like North Korea sending a man to the sun and him coming back in time for dinner sort of shit.
This is like the sort of shit that makes us look like assholes. It's real nice. The uncrewed liftoff aimed to test both the new rocket, the launch facility, and I guess the ability for the capsule to perform and re-enter.
Cool.
Yeah, it made a parachute-aided touchdown and was successfully recovered near North China's Inner Mongolian Autonomous Region. So it just landed in the desert.
Fuck, China has a desert. That's what I learned today. And geez, I
out there about the goddamn Mongolians.
That's my fucking favorite thing ever, dude. I want a drawing of it now. I'm going to do. Yeah.
This thing was 174 feet tall, and it weighed 658 tons.
That's half as tall as a pyramid.
It's capable of sending 13.5 tons of payload into low Earth orbit.
13.5 tons?
Yeah, to the International Space Station, basically.
Wow.
And it used kerosene. Kerosene engine.
Wow. It's cool to see that, I don't know, any sort of space exploration stuff is really fucking cool to see. As
it took
long as
it
it's 10 done.
Minutes. 10 minutes to enter an elliptical orbit. It's pretty fucking fast, right?
I mean, that's faster than I could get there, so I'm impressed.
Oh, minutes. here's some good stuff that probably you didn't know. The Mark 7 will end up playing a large role in the construction of a 60-ton space station that China aims to build by 2022. So, at least they're still doing stuff. They might have half their population trying to kill themselves for making iPhones, but they're about to build a 60-ton space station. Because if they can build iPhones that fast, they can build a fucking space station that fast.
Sure, yeah.
Well, the ISIS is old, man. ISIS, goddamn. They killed that word for me. I can't use ISIS for anything, and that's way better than saying is.
Is this ISS, right? There's no second I? Okay.
No. But the is getting real old, so.
It is. Well, that game's fucking stupid.
But it is. It's getting old. So they maybe we'll be using the Chinese one here soon. If they still like us. They did build it with
all
our money.
I'm sure if we give them plenty of money, then
they'd
be allowed to play with their...
their new toys.
Well, maybe we can borrow money from them to give them... to let us play with their toys.
Right.
Yeah. That's fair.
I like it. So, China building giant... I mean, I don't know why they're doing it, because they can't go any higher than the dome anyway.
Right,
so.
Yeah. I mean, it's fruitless endeavor at this point. We're already there, so...
They for sure believe that we're just pissing money away. Like, you could just fake it. You just fake it. You don't have to keep sending actual rockets with people.
What if they're not real people?
Oh, robots. Goddamn cyborgs. I never would have thought of that.
No.
Prove to me they're not. And you can't do it.
You can't.
Even if you do, you didn't.
Yeah, go find him. Because that guy's just an actor, so.
That's why they go batshit crazy and put diapers on and drive halfway across the country to kill their boyfriends' wives. Oh, sweet reference from, was that 2002? When was that? When the astronaut lady.
Oh, wow. I totally forgot about that. Holy
yeah,
that
they're
shit.
Trying to they're trying to make you forget about it. What was her name?
Whoa.
We need a Jamie.
Yeah.
I'll let you just see if you can find her.
Her name is Lisa Nowak. Just Google astronaut puts on diaper, and it's everything that you could ever want.
Right.
Pictures
yeah,
and everything.
She gassed up her car, brought extra fuel, strapped a diaper on, just driving across the country, pissing all over herself, pissing and shitting, and then was going to murder her boyfriend's wife.
Wow, we yeah, man, that was ages ago. What year did that happen? This is just a fucking Google episode.
You should write Christy and let her know there's still hope she could be an astronaut.
Bazinga. I'll be deleting that out. We do not speak that name. Just don't say it three times. She'll fucking show up.
I saw her in your window a minute ago. I just didn't want to say anything. I'm waiting for one time we're doing this episode and you just see her like peek up over the glass.
Oh boy.
Peer around that little plant.
There'll just be like a hole in the drywall in front of me, like a cartoon character of the shape of my body. What's that? Yeah. Yeah. Like that. I wouldn't be saying, oh yeah, though. Oh fucking no.
Well, man, I think that does it for me on the science.
Hell yeah, man. It's or lack thereof, I guess.
No, we hit on some real stuff. I mean, who knows? Maybe you woke up today and went, I wonder how far away one of these things that we talked about is from Earth. And now you have that answer, and you didn't have to Google.
Yeah, that's right. Just had to wait 12 hours instead of Googling anything.
Right.
Right on, man.
Well, in the art of everything we do here, you want to touch on a little bit of video gameness? I know you said some bad news.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, not really bad news. Did you see Umbrella Corps? That new game that came out from Capcom. It's like a 3v3 shooter, multiplayer only.
I did not.
It's based in the Resident Evil universe, and it's fucking terrible. It's got a 38 on Metacritic, and Polygon gave it a 3 out of 10. And it's just like, I watched some dude on Twitch playing it the other day, and people kept asking him or telling him that he needs to return it and get his money back. He's like, this game is fucking awful. The only reason that I'm playing it is because Capcom gave me a free key to play it on Twitch. So it's like, it's
almost bad enough that I want to play it.
It looks fucking terrible. It looks not even, it looks like it just doesn't make any sense.
I think I'm going to have to get it. Let's see if we can get a hold of a copy. And then I'm going to get real good at it and go to like some game con, compete in it.
The weird thing is in Japan, it's called Resident Evil is called Biohazard. That's just, it's
right.
Like Biohazard 7, whatever the fuck. And in Japan, it's called Biohazard Umbrella Corps. But in the U.S., it's just called Umbrella Corps. Like, the U.S. team realized that it was absolute dog shit. And they're like, we're probably better off just not putting the Resident Evil name on this and tarnishing our name.
But once you put Umbrella Corp on it, it's...
Yeah, but at least it wouldn't show up in a Google search, right? But yeah.
So it's like Overwatch style, but 3v3.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's like the video that I saw of it didn't even make any sense. The dude was running around and he had like this crazy like exaggerated ice pick looking thing for like ice climbing.
Right.
And then he also had like a submachine gun.
Okay.
And he's just like running around and dying like instantly whenever he sees an enemy, or the enemy just immediately dies when he sees them. Like it doesn't seem like there was any time to respond to anything. It's just whoever fucking clicked first is just like Call of Duty hardcore mode, like hardcore mode.
Like fucking insta kill.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, just insta gib from Unreal Tournament pretty much. And there were like zombies wandering around that sometimes he would kill them, and then other times you just like run by him. And there was some fucking briefcase that somebody was carrying, and then sometimes he would be carrying it. But the room was like, it was like a floor of a hospital building, it looked like. So there was no team red and team blue, and you take your briefcase, like it was just a pie. It looked like a bunch of guys who don't know how to make video games, who just showed up in the video game world yesterday, made a game.
Like the cleaning crew was at Capcom and somebody opened the door and was like, "You've got 24 hours to get this fucking game made." And they were like, "Oh shit." And they dropped the mops and just banged keys around.
Yeah. And there the cleaning crew was like, "Hey, can we use any of like your story or anything like that?" And the guys at Capcom were like, "Fucking no. You're on your own." So there's no, I guess there's no, like there's subtle nods about the Resident Evil zombies universe. Right. Yeah. And it's called Umbrella Corps. Corporations. Corporation.
Nice.
So yeah, don't buy that. A lot of people already did. But
Steam sale.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, get out of my brain. Steam sale. Have you found anything to buy?
I think. Oh, yeah. I picked up Talos Principle yesterday. I haven't installed it yet, though. No, I didn't. Came for the kitty, stayed for the puzzles. Yeah. That was the review that I read.
Yeah, but, puzzle game. I knew that one.
Looks
man,
like
there
the
was
Witness. So I figured
BioShock.
Melissa and I could.
If you haven't played BioShock, that's real cheap right now. The whole franchise.
Infinite's real good. That's one of my top games ever.
Just like last year, they're doing the Quake thing again.
Oh, okay.
I got it last year, but I think Devin said he got it this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, now I own all the Quake games.
Now, yeah, it's me too. I played 5 minutes of a couple of them and whatever. I got all the Dooms too last year. I got all, like, and I played through, Doom 3, the big fucking edition, the BFG, the big fucking game, whatever it's called. I played through that one again, which that was a fun game. I mean, that was nice. Pretty good graphics.
That was a weird. Didn't they try to like reboot Doom with that one, but still called it 3?
Yeah.
Or was it a?
It's. I mean, they're like always rebooting the fucking things, right? Like this one's just a reboot again.
That's the
it's
crazy.
Really good
thing,
though.
That that Mighty Number 9 game came out, and that went through Kickstarter twice. So it got funding the first time. It got fully funded the first time, and then they put it back up to get more money so they could record voiceovers for the whole thing. And it was supposed to be this retro throwback to Mega Man. And it came out, and it's just fucking awful, evidently. But I forgot where I was going. I find it fucking weird that the only thing that big name companies are doing are remaking old titles, but then there's some indie company that's trying to come in to remake an old title. Like, what? I think indie companies are best at coming up with new ideas, because a company like Activision isn't going to be as likely to fund a new IP, whereas an indie company has a little bit more wiggle room and capable of making their own decisions and setting out on a path like Kickstarter. Like, they're only spending their own money. Well, I guess in Kickstarter that's not the case, but they're not worried about investors. So I find it strange that an indie company would be trying to remake a retro game instead of fucking making something new and creative. We have enough fucking remakes as it is.
Yeah, like the guys that made, I mean, and they don't have to go crazy into the graphics with it. Like, Super Hot was a fucking cool game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unlike anything that I can remember ever playing. They're making a Super Hot VR.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty nuts. Oh, shit. That just reminded me. Melissa and I were at the mall in Bellevue here, and they had a VR setup for the HTC Vive. So her and I got to demo that, and that was... It's a lot cooler than I expected it to be, but I'm sure shit not going to go buy VR and just sit at home and play VR all day, because...
Right. It's not there yet, but the fact that it is as good as it is,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting.
It was fucking cool. Like, the little remotes for the Vive were, like, super literal where they were. It's like, the guy has you put the headset on yourself, and then he puts the headphones on you. They're just careful with their shit so some dumb little kid doesn't break it. And then he brings the remotes over and hands them to you while you have the lens on, and you can see... It's just like... It looks like the PlayStation, like, boot screen, like the sparkles and, like, stars and shit. Mm-hmm. It just says, like, HTC Vive or something like that. And then you can see, I just saw that the controller is, like, bouncing towards me. And then you just reach out and grab them. And it's fucking
cool.
It's just
right there, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty rad. Like,
Try one of the Primo ones, because I like the gear thing, but... I want controllers. I want them.
Yeah. That was the cool thing to me about that VR. It was like the last part of the demo, you play Space Pirate Trainer or something like that, where you're standing on this platform and these hovering robots that look like they're straight out of Portal float up and start shooting lasers at you. And, like, you can pull out a shield or you can, like, dual pistol it. So you can hold your shield up and hold your gun around in front of your shield and shoot the fucking little robot guys. Or you can, like, if they're, like, coming around behind you, you can hold your shield behind you and block behind you and then shoot in front of you. And it's at one point in time,
cool.
I held my... Yeah, it's super rad. At one point in time, I held my shield too far forward and I shot my shield and it ricocheted back and killed me. So the next time I was like, the guy was like, so what happened right there was your bullets bounced off your shield and you killed yourself. It's like, fuck. Okay. So the next round, like, I start and I just hold my shield out in front of me and then shoot it. So the round's, like, bounced off into space. And it's insanely accurate. Like, the visuals are not there, but the technology is for sure there. So I think once they get enough torque to push these fucking things, I think my opinion on it has changed dramatically. I think once they get the fucking power to push this ridiculousness that is strapping something stupid to your face and shaking magical wands at shit, it's gonna be pretty fucking badass. Or it won't. Fuck, I don't know. We'll see. Or it'll be a fucking VR experience and I'll be in the back of the crowd just going, I fucking told you so.
Yeah, I still have a hard time thinking that it will replace gaming, but
No, I don't think it will. That
there is a party game that I want, and it's Keep Talking and Nobody Dies. I want to play that so freaking bad. And it's you put a VR, one person has the VR headset, you have to print out the stuff, so it's like a board game.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is a bomb diffuser. He's your bomb diffusing, like, robot, basically.
Yeah.
And he just starts describing whatever he sees, and you got to flip through manuals and, like, pull out paperwork and figure out what kind of bomb it is and how to defuse it.
It's fucking rad. Played it. We didn't play it on VR, but for New Year's, we played it at my buddy Adam's house in Colorado, and it's fucking cool. It's God. Really fucking cool.
I saw that you could play it without it, but this guy in VR, they were like, they had that camera, you know, that showed the VR experience. And the dude's like this one, like, he's like panicking. It's fucking ticking down in front of him. I was like, that's, man, if you can start incorporating VR into like a party game, I don't know, like grab that niche or niche, whatever, out of it, that would be...
It would be a cool idea. A good place. Yeah, it'd be a rad... Like when they first announced the Wii U, they're like, it can support 4 controllers and the gamepad. So like one of the games that they showed was that hide-and-seek game where the person has the tablet is trying to find the 4 people with the controllers. It's like if one person had VR and then 4 other people were... There's a game that I just played recently called Dead by Daylight, and 4 people are trying to escape who is essentially Jason or Freddy Krueger or insert any fucking B-list horror character. And you're like trying to start these generators to open up this, it looks like a junkyard door, but you have no defenses whatsoever. And then the killer he just like clubs your ass and then you're instantly slow and then he can just grab you and take you and hang you on a fucking meat hook. But like if you put the killer in VR and then like everybody or vice versa, like that would be fucking awesome. That would be terrifying. Like that game, it's already stressful, but like that game would go from like Randy Marsh going, oh, I'm so startled right now, to like, holy fuck, this might be terrifying.
I'm so startled right now.
I might develop heart problems. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's for sure. If they can implement it right, it'll be a ton of fun. But I don't think it'll take over gaming. And I don't think it's a VR experiment or experience if you're just using a controller. Like, I think the wands made that.
Right.
That the experience, instead of just having a TV strapped to your face.
Yeah, because that's what mine is. I can use a controller. I can use a Bluetooth controller and play... whatever. I played Rocket League and that was ridiculous.
Yeah. That
kind of made me want to throw up. But
it's fucking cool that you can do that. But like yours is $100.
Yeah.
The Oculus Rift is what, 500? Is it $399?
Yeah. It's $499? It's $100 if you have the phone that was $700. So it's good if you have the phone. If you're walking around with the Galaxy S7, then for sure go get it.
Yeah.
But hell, I think AT&T is giving away for free right now if you sign up. I mean, if you get the phone through them.
Right on. And, I mean, I fucking promise you right now that you're going to be making more use of that phone than anybody will with one of those headsets, unless it's the headset at the demo. Like that's.
Yeah. No, that's my phone all the time. And then if I go on the road and I want to watch. Again, I use it like I use my Xbox for freaking Netflix, but it's cool having that ridiculous screen and I'm chilling in my mountain home. It looks good, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever takes you out of a hotel room is worth $100 without a fucking doubt.
Yep, getting on the roller coasters, it made the hair on my arm stand up. Like when you tip over the edge and you can look, you can lean up in your chair and look down this thing and then turn your head and see like the people behind you and then it falls, like you'll get that sense that you're falling down that fucking hole. And that's pretty cool. The games are a little lacking because they're mobile games. So you got mobile VR, but hell, most of the VR games are just about that anyways.
Yeah.
So some of them are good, and you got to use a controller. The head, the movement is really good in the Galaxy S7. So, I mean, it doesn't lag at all. Like, if I look to my right, I'm looking right. And that was their problem before, is if there's lag, it makes you sick.
Yeah.
Because you feel your head move, and then your vision turns. And then it's that drunk, shifty feeling. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do that. If you plug it into a power source, it uses... the power to boost the phone's capability, so you can play even better games. So what I do is tether it to my computer, and then I'm just using basically mirror play on my phone. And with the program, it uses the motion, and then I can play VR games off of Steam on the headset.
That's cool.
So if you got an S7 and you want to try VR, there you go. Like, that's the way to do it.
My dad wants to get a new phone. I should just convince him that, oh, you should probably just get the S7. That's the bet. That's the phone that you need.
Yeah.
And then just say yes when you want the VR thing, so I can come home and
strap
play
your
VR thing. Yeah.
Just don't be an idiot like I was, and try to pitch it to your girlfriend as something that you could use for Skype, and she figured it out instantly. I was like, just think about it. I was like, if you get one and I get one, then we could have Skype. Like, we were looking at each other. She was like, we would just be looking at each other with big plastic glasses on. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right.
Fucking retard.
Oh, but that was a good image I had. I was like, no, it would be just like, can you imagine conference calling? She was like, you just
it'll
have a
look
big
like,
white
it'll look like Tony Stark in his Iron Man armor.
It's like, ah, shit. My bad. Well, dude, I think that about does it for me.
We had a... Well, I guess you don't use your Xbox, so you won't be missing Xbox Fitness. Minecraft release date is set for 2019. So... I don't know why on earth you would want to watch, why on this flat earth you would want to watch a Minecraft movie, but maybe you're 8, maybe you're into that shit.
Kids go fucking bananas for that game, dude.
Yeah. I fired it up the other day and I realized that it's not the same as when you're playing multiplayer. It's too much fun when you can like go and tap somebody on their virtual shoulder and be like, hey, come look at the dick skyscraper that I made.
I played it on Vita. I got my Vita out last week.
Oh, yeah?
6 hours of uploads or whatever it was later, I finally got to play it again. I don't know how long it was, but it was a while because I haven't played it. And but Axiom Verge is on there.
Nice. So. That's killer.
Good for him.
Hell yeah. And then that Firewatch game, the walking simulator that came out a little while ago, a Ford dealership just straight stole the art for it. And instead of it saying Firewatch, they just posted, or they just put Freedom. So it was like the Ford Freedom sale. And it's just stolen fucking artwork. Like,
that's incredible.
No trying to hide anything.
Are they going to sue the shit out of them?
I would hope so, because it's pretty terrible. Let me find the link for it here real quick. I'll send it to you. But yeah, that's all I had. Oh, right on.
Yeah, Ford dealership steals art from indie game Ford Freedom. Yeah, it's 100% it.
It's fucking crazy.
Welcome, crazy. Kyle.
Oh, that was like the email that the person that put it onto Twitter received. So it was like an email.
Yeah, like an evite.
Ad.
And
yeah.
Quincy, is that Massachusetts?
Where is it? Where? I guess I could just Google Quirk Ford dealership.
Dude, they even Maine, used it like behind, like behind the cars and stuff, and the other ones.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I'm curious if they hired somebody to do that, and they're just like, they just got too fucking drunk last night, and they're like, oh, God.
Fuck it.
Just throw this together real quick.
They threw it in more stuff. Like, it's...
Well, some of these are
Ford's official YouTube comparing the 2016 Highlander and the 2016 Explorer has got the same artwork. Wow. Nope.
Yeah,
that's
it's pretty...
That's a real commercial.
There's no, that's just somebody fucked up real big.
One of the guys from them said the update is BS and their mailer actually includes elements from our old website that aren't available on a wallpaper site. Incredible. Well, good job, crazy. Ford.
Crazy, crazy. But yeah, man, that's all I had.
All right, dude. Well, big shout out to all of our new subscribers. We got a fucking ton, and I'm pretty excited about it.
180 new folk.
Yeah. New peoples. So welcome. Make sure you go on over to the Facebook page, and I will throw up a couple of the links to some things that we talked about today. And if any of you are artistically or musically inclined, give us a shout out. We can maybe work out a deal to feature whatever music you can come up with us as long as we can use it for free. So that's Horrible Influence at facebook.com, and our normal website is horribleinfluence.podbean.com. And as always, check us out on Twitter. What else? iTunes, Google Play, fucking Instagram. You send me an Gmail, horribleinfluence@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Fool.
There's Email a new me. A player. It's player.me is the URL, but we can talk about it after we finish this off. But that I'm gonna try and start using that to try and put content out. It's like for gaming. So
word. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Bye.